At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's hour one. It's a meat Friday. The Traeger grill's all fired up. Philly cheesesteaks today. Baked barbecue chicken mac and cheese today as well. Yeah. You're welcome, McLovin. I was going to bring some manly food back after last week's embarrassment.
Mac and cheese is manly?
Baked barbecue chicken, oh, okay. Mac and cheese. That's all American. Are you a patriot?
By the way, you know, I'm going to have to go Philly cheesesteak snob. No matter what comes off the grill, I'm sure it's going to be amazing. But we think that you can only make a good Philly cheesesteak in Philly.
I know. So you tap out today, more for us.
What? Wait, what?
You know what we have? Some broccoli with Parmesan cheese from last week left over. I'm sure that broccoli will hold up well after a week. Charles Barkley will join us coming up in a little bit. We'll talk to another Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, and Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will stop by as well. Your phone calls always welcome. Round two of the PGA Championship is underway. We'll keep an eye on that. Got basketball tonight. The NBA hoping, praying that Steph Curry will make it into the first round of the playoffs. But got to get by the Memphis Grizzlies. That'll be coming up tonight. The NBA play-in tournament seems to be a success. The Lakers-Warriors game was a classic. Rest of the games, not so much. Congrats to the Wizards. The Wizards have moved on as they blew by the pesky Pacers last night. Everybody feels good for Russell Westbrook. Yay! Yeah. You know, the games were on TV. And I guess the league has to be happy here. Not every year you're going to have Steph versus LeBron for a play-in game. And I think we're taking the results where we go, man, the play-in tournament is awesome. Okay. Did you watch the Wizards last night against the Pacers? Didn't think so. Did you watch Spurs Grizzlies? Didn't think so. Well, are you going to watch the Steph Curry Warriors against the Grizzlies tonight? And nothing against Memphis. I mean, it's a nice little plucky team. Steph Curry is up there as the most watchable player right now. But, If you can get him into the playoffs, then great. You got to be careful, though, because you can't be saying those things because it can cost you $25,000. You want to hear what $25,000 sounds like? Nate McMillan is the Atlanta Hawks head coach, and he had this to say about his first-round opponent, the New York Knicks.
The league wants this. They need this. It's a big market for the league, and New York has been out of the playoffs for a number of years. And, you know, this is a team that our league, you know, they want to see. You know, there's a huge fan base. They want to see New York in the playoffs. You know, they want to see the Lakers in the playoffs. You know, teams like that, Boston Celtics, they want to see these teams in the playoffs. And I put New York in that category, that the league wants to see it. Everybody wants to see this, you know, even to the fact that, you know, our game was moved to Sunday.
That cost Nate McMillan $25,000. What he said was true. Like, that's 100% true. But I did it sound like he was accusatory to say that they're going to do whatever they can do to get the Knicks in the postseason or the Celtics in the postseason? Now, do I think the league tried to do everything they could to get Zion Williamson in the postseason last year? Yes, I do. That's $25,000 right there. But it's true what he said. Yes, Todd.
He didn't say look at some of the calls in recent games or check the tape, how something was manipulated to make sure the Knicks got one of the seeds. I don't get it.
What would that have cost him if he had said, yeah, they're going to get all the calls here? But that cost Nate McMillan $25,000. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. I cannot be fined $25,000. The NBA wants Steph Curry to make it into the first round of the playoffs. Yeah.
Patrick calls out league.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Take away my league pass?
Hairdo jabs commissioner.
Yes, Seton.
By fining Nate McMillan for saying that, are they also saying then that they don't want the Knicks and the Celtics in the playoffs?
They do want them in. You're just not allowed to say that they want them in.
They only want small market teams in the playoffs.
I think that's where your wife goes, hey, how do I look in this dress? Oh, you look great. Because if you give your honest opinion, then that's going to cost you the equivalent of $25,000. Yes, Paul.
By the way, that pause you just did there after how do I look in that dress would have killed you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to recover.
Already sunk.
No, because then I would say, if my wife said, oh, you paused. Yeah, how do I come up with the appropriate words to say awesome or gorgeous or you're stunning? Like, I wasn't sure.
I know. As a matter of fact, Dan, you're already too late if your wife asked, how do I look? Mm. You should have already told her that she looked great.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do I have to ask?
Yeah, why did I even have to ask?
I've been down that road before.
Yep, should have already said it.
And then I said to her, well, how do I look? Like, it's a two-way street. Look, I'm very insecure talking hairdo. Come on. How do I look? Yeah. Okay. How's it feel? Yeah, it's been clever.
The NBA fines for coaching, it's the dumbest thing in sports. I know we talk about it all the time, but Steve Kerr getting fined for saying he would sign LeBron for $1 million a year on our show is the dumbest thing. Like, is the NBA, like, they have no functioning brain when it comes to these things?
I think they just have to do it to protect themselves. Because if somebody says, well, you didn't find Steve Kerr when he said he would give LeBron the mid-level exception or something, exemption, you just want to make sure you treat everybody the same way.
But you and Steve were laughing.
I laughed longer than Steve did because it cost him. He got fined by the league. And it was funny because I said, hey, you got any money to sign LeBron? Yeah, you know, the mid-level exception or whatever it was. Yes, Paulie.
But the NBA put more of a focus on their desire for the Lakers and the Knicks to be in the playoffs by finding Nate McMillan. If they would have just ignored it, we wouldn't be talking about it today.
Yeah. This program brought to you by M-Drive, the everyday supplement that I take. Help keep me long.
Whoa.
Help keeps me strong, lean, energized. Yes, Todd.
I'm going to buy a bunch of those. I was already going to buy them, but I'm going to load up.
Go to mdrivedan.com today. Your results may vary, by the way.
Website just crashed.
Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with mDrive. Yeah, it is a Friday. McLovin, what kind of poll question do we have?
We're so proud of our poll options on this side of the glass. There's no way they're going
to
actually work.
Probably shouldn't have gone from that to a poll.
Yeah. Okay. first, a serious one, then a less serious one. Which NBA player has the most pressure on him to do well in this playoffs? We came up with some choices.
Okay.
Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Jokic. Is there James Harden? And then does LeBron belong on there? Does Kyrie Irving belong on there? And does Dame Lillard belong on there? Who's got the most pressure? I think Giannis has a ton of pressure.
I think Paul George should be on there.
Right.
He's not going to win the poll, but he should be on there because we're still waiting. I guess if you're going to pick out a Nets player, Harden won it out of Houston. Kyrie has been in and out. Durant coming back from the injury. Durant's got rings. Kyrie's got one. I guess Harden, since he won it out. Giannis is facing some pressure there. But he can only do so much because he's probably going to average 40 points a game against the Nets when they face the Nets, if they face the Nets, I should say. But, you know, is that going to be enough? And then you wonder, what did he learn? What did that team learn from last year in the postseason? And then how do you apply that? A lot of what happens is you take it. It's kind of an accumulation here of 2 years ago or last year, and then you build on your playoff failures. It's open for everybody to see. Now, how do you prevent that from happening? It's happened to all these great teams that they take these steps where you all of a sudden go, hey, we're facing the Celtics. Oh, we lost this year. Facing the Celtics. We lost that year. Facing the Celtics. We got by the Celtics. The Bulls. Facing the Pistons. We lost. Facing the Pistons. We lost. We got by the Pistons. And then once you get past that, then you never look back. Most of these teams that figure it out never look back. And maybe you have that. Maybe you have a situation where Milwaukee figures this out. But I do think there's a lot of pressure on the Greek Freak. Yeah, McLovin.
I got another one in the Paul George vein. How about Ben Simmons with the Sixers?
No.
Because I feel like if they lose, people are going to blame Simmons, who's a max player and gets a lot of love.
Well, I saw where Kenny Smith said on TNT that Ben Simmons is a great defender. He's one of the top three defensive players of the year, according to the final candidates. But he can't guard these quick guards. He's a 6'11 guard who can't guard. Kind of hard to say, wow, he's one of the top defenders in the game. He's great. He's a help defender. And he can guard a lot of players, but he can't guard Russell Westbrook or Bradley Beal. And that's what Kenny Smith is saying. Yeah, Paulie.
Does it feel like Ben Simmons has settled into what he is? He is a second tier, not a lower tier, but a second tier basketball player where, like, when you talk about the best players in the game, he's not in that discussion. He's in the next tier. Like, I don't even know who I want to put in there, but like DeMar DeRozan doesn't get talked about as a top 10 NBA player, but he's very good.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem like the guy who are the best guys? I think Ben Simmons is what he's going to be.
What did Simmons average this year?
14 points per game. 7 rebounds, 7 assists, pretty much the same as every other year. He's actually down in some categories.
Like, those are just nice statistics. And you could say, well, he's well-rounded. And he's a good defender. But he's not an A player. He's in the B category. Yeah, McLovin.
And Embiid has sort of taken off. Yeah. I mean, Embiid statistically has really been amazing.
Yeah. The Wizards rolled over the Pacers last night. Jokic, Curry, and Embiid are the top three candidates for MVP. It's going to be the Joker and probably will be a landslide victory for him. I think Steph has made a late surge here. And a lot of voters will probably say, you know what? Joker's going to win. I'm going to vote for Steph Curry. You might have some of that, late at the ballot box, 11th hour, where you start to look at what Steph Curry was able to do. Embiid was great early, but if you're going to miss 20 games, then you're going to get banged for that. And Embiid will probably win an MVP one of these years, as talented as he is. But it's the Joker's year. Yeah, McLeod.
What happens if Joker wins and they lose their first round series? Is it going to is it almost unfair how much heat will come down on him for that?
Well, it'll you'll see the results next year. If the Joker and Denver lose in the opening round, then the next year they'll go, well, MVP, but his team, they lost in the opening round. I think the voters did that to the Greek Freak this year because of the two previous years. Hey, back-to-back, he was great, but they didn't even get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think that you'll be held accountable for that, whether that's fair or not, but I think that that's going to happen. Let's see. Anything else I need to mention here up front? Yeah, let me club.
Well, the poll we really love here. Would you rather win? Should I save this poll or should I give it down?
It's save-worthy.
It's save-worthy?
Save-worthy.
It's a golf poll.
A golf poll. Okay. I know what we're going to do here.
Yeah, you probably know.
We've done it. I think we did it like 2011.
I know what's going to happen here.
The annual
would
PGA.
You rather win? Would you rather win two PGA championships or one Masters?
That's exactly
Am I right.
That's exactly
okay.
The point. Verbatim.
I think it started at four PGAs.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I thought it was going to be three. Like, would you rather win three PGA championships or one Masters?
And I love too that Andrew's like, guys, how many people have even won four majors? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it was like four PGAs. But then they kind of convinced me the green jacket's so cool that I'm actually leaning Masters now.
Two PGA championships or one Masters? I'd take one Masters. Now, if you said two PGA championships or one British Open, the Open Championship is what they call it.
What if it was two PGAs, a U.S. Open, or a Masters?
I would take the U.S. Open.
And the two PGAs.
But not over the
in.
Masters. Not over the Masters.
No, you get two PGAs and a U.S. Open.
Oh.
Or a Masters.
I would take I'd take three majors. Yeah, I would take three. I mean, I got to draw a line somewhere here. I'll take two PGAs and a U.S. Open, and I'll raise you a Players' Championship. Yes, Paul.
I'm going to up it a little bit, back to the original one. Man. Three PGA championships, those two, your three majors.
Okay.
You're with guys like, you know, Rory McIlroy, Ernie Els, or Brooks Koepka, or one Masters.
I'm going to take three PGA championships.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about two PGAs, and you lose in a playoff to any golfer of your choice in the British Open, the Open Championship, or a Masters? You don't get the British Open. You only get it's a playoff. See, you lose in a playoff, a dramatic moment.
It's called the Open Championship.
Yeah, the Open Championship, whatever.
I'm going to take the Masters. Yes, McLeod.
You get to win the Valspar Open every year for the next 15 years or one PGA.
It's a lot of free paint.
15 Valspars.
So I get 15 Valspars.
Or one PGA. You're just walking around that tournament. You know you got it.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mr. Valspar. When I walk by, that's when people go, there goes Mr. Valspar right there. And I've got, you know, my pants, my outfit looks like, you know, it's paint swatches there. All right, let me take a break. Let's ask Charles Barkley. I'll ask Charles that question. He's never going to think he's getting that question. Two PGAs or a Masters? And then we'll ask him some basketball questions. I heard him on ESPN. He was on the popular show Get Up, the Get Ups with Mike Greenberg. And I think he was leaning towards if LeBron wins another title this year, that might put him over the top with Michael Jordan. Yes, we do give credit to everybody. There's no sources close, or I heard. It's Greeny had him on. Good get by him. Good question. So I'll follow up and make it seem like it's my own. We'll take. I like how I'm giving credit to myself for giving credit to others.
Good work on that.
How selfish.
I was just thinking.
Yeah. Oh, don't even go down that road.
Because you could have handled it like that.
No, people have handled it like that. You know, after I just asked the question of somebody and then somebody comes on their show and go, you know, I was just thinking. Oh, you were just thinking the question I asked, right? Let's take a break here. It's Friday. Everything's good. Everybody feels good. We play nice today. Got my puppy. You know, I got a puppy. Winnie's in today. Playing nice.
You got a puppy.
Yeah, I got a puppy. We got Meat Friday. Got Barkley coming up. Rich Eisen. John Smoltz is going to tell us why no-hitters are, well, maybe he'll agree with Clayton Kershaw. No-hitters are bad for the sport. So a lot to get to here. It's coming up on 19 after the hour. Just getting started. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. I keep reminding people this, Todd.
I don't know how they do that and to stay in business. And isn't it like 100% every store you can use it?
Yeah, 99%.
Nah, come on with the 99%.
99% of all the places that take a credit card take Discover. So get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Amber Ruffin Show is a free Peacock original late-night series. Each week, writer-comedian Amber Ruffin responds to the news in her signature style. Sign up for free at PeacockTV.com. Stream an all-new episode tonight. Popular broadcaster, inside the NBA analyst, Hall of Famer Charles Barkley back on the program. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Yo, man. Why you get only you got me up this early in the damn morning? Only you. That's how much I like your ass. I love your ass. I'll never get up this early in the morning only because of you.
All right. Well, what are you going to do the rest of the day?
Well, I'm going to sleep in until I wake up. Then I'm going to play golf all day. I got the day off.
Well, now that you have a golf swing here, you're looking good.
I'm getting better, brother. I'm getting better. I worked hard. Shout out to my coach, Stan Utley. I worked hard. And I want some more of you, Dan, but, I want you.
I remind people, I'm one of the last people who saw you play well. And that was in Dayton, Ohio, when you shot a 79. And you played well, and you should have retired there or stopped taking lessons.
You know what? I'm just glad to be out playing, having fun again, smoking me a couple cigars, drinking a little bit. Hey, there's only two things old people can do, golf and fish, and I love both of them.
All right, I got a question for you. I'll give you two PGA championships or one Masters. What would you rather have?
Well, I think it'd probably be the Masters because, it's just that's, unless you're from overseas where they think the Open Championship is the greatest thing ever, I think winning the Masters with the tradition and history, I think that would be it.
How about three PGA championships or one Masters?
Well, I think three kind of takes it to a whole nother level. So I'd go with three of those. But listen, winning one Masters, that's historical. Two is different, but three, I think I'd go with three PGAs.
How about an NBA championship or the Masters?
Well, I think the Masters, personally. I mean, because, they give out the NBA championship every year. And I know they do the Masters every year, but, nobody knows who won the championship 5 years ago in the NBA. But, to be able to host, I mean, think about that. I think that's such a great tradition. You talk about places you want to be. Can you imagine being at the Masters dinner on Tuesday night with only guys who won the Masters and you get to pick out the menu? That would be one of the coolest things ever, Dan. I mean, think about that. You get to pick out the menu. And there's probably, I don't even know how many living Masters champions there are. It can't be more than 30.
What would your menu be?
Probably fried chicken, ham hocks, neck bones, chitlins, some type of pecan pie, some collard greens. I'd go all. I mean, they ain't had no chillers or ham hocks and neck balls there. I might even throw some pig ears and pig feet in there to give them a little soul.
When you go back to Alabama, do you got a restaurant, a go-to restaurant?
I go to Fleming's every night when I'm in Alabama because I'm in a small town and we don't have any restaurants. So I have to drive to Birmingham. My hometown Leeds, we don't have any restaurants. I spend every night when I'm in Alabama, I go to Fleming's. They just take good care of me there. And I take a couple of my homeboys and we have a great night.
I saw that you gave back to your school. You were giving out $1,000 to employees at your high school.
Well, Dan, it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year in the world. So shout out to anybody who lost somebody to COVID or lost their job. And, I love teachers. I admire them. I respect them. And I wanted to do something nice for the teachers in my hometown. And I thought it'd be nice to give them a little year-end bonus. I mean, because I know it's been crazy. I couldn't imagine. It's so funny. I talked to all my friends who got kids. They found out during this COVID situation that when their kids are home, their kids are a pain in the ass. they're like, yo, man. My kids are crazy. Having them at the house all day, I'm never going to say anything bad about teachers in my life. So I want to give a shout out to all the teachers out there because everybody realized during the pandemic, my kid is crazy as hell.
What were you like if I talked to one of your grade school teachers? What would they have said about you?
Oh, I didn't start going crazy until probably my second or third year in the NBA when I first got into this whole craziness. I was a really quiet, shy kid back in high school. But, you know, once you get in the limelight, man, it's a different animal. And first of all, I got in the limelight in Philadelphia. I tell people, there's nothing that can prepare you for being famous. There's nothing in the world. And then to do it in Philadelphia is a whole nother animal. So I was a good kid. I had great friends and great teachers, Miss Turk, Miss Hill, Miss Robinson. Love y'all. Miss Robinson passed away, but Miss Turk and Miss Hill were amazing. My coaches, Wallace Honeycutt and Billy Copeland, were amazing. You know, Dan, I always tell people, you know, I watch the news all the time. You see how crazy it is in some of these big cities. Growing up in a small town with a couple of people, man, I think was a really great thing for me because I didn't know what I was missing. But I didn't have to worry about all that crime and all this craziness that's going around in the country that you see every day on television.
But you said your second year, you had the spotlight on you. Like, how goofy did it get for you?
It's something you can't even explain. You know, microphones in your face every day. Guys asking you questions that, you know, you're trying to learn.
But are you talking about your social life? Like when you went out and you know, that you were exposed to a big city.
Yeah, and it was crazy. I tell you the story, Dan. I think at the beginning of my third year, I became a star, and it was overwhelming. And this is how stupid I was. I got a bunch of my guys together. I said, yo, man, it's hard for people walking up to you all the time or autographs, take pictures. Let's go somewhere so I can get away and we can just be boys. And I had never been out of the country at that point. So I said, hey, let's go to Hawaii for a week. Nobody will know me in Hawaii. I'll get like, nobody gonna know me. Man, that's how crazy it was. Because like when people come up, people want autographs and pictures all the time. When it first happens, it's a little overwhelming. But I took like four of my friends. We went to Hawaii. I was like, yeah, nobody's going to know me in Hawaii. And that was my first like, oh, yeah, being in the limelight is totally different. It's totally different than anything I'm ever going to experience. But I like, oh, man, this is going to be weird. They know me in Hawaii. It's crazy.
Yeah, but imagine if you're Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods and, like, you know, or a big-time actor or musician and you're traveling. Like, you can't go anywhere.
Well, you know what's interesting? I've been close with Michael and Tiger at some point. Out of all the celebrities I've ever met in my life and been around, Michael and Tiger are the only two that people absolutely lose their mind when they're around. Like, and listen, I've been around everybody, Dan, to a certain degree. But I will say this. Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods are the only two athletes I've ever been around where people absolutely lose their mind. When Michael was in his heyday and Tiger's always been Tiger, those are the only two guys I've ever been around. Like, people get excited when you're around other guys, but people absolutely, when Michael was in his heyday, people, and same thing with Tiger, people just stop and stare, and they think it's like, it was crazy back. It was amazing and crazy. So thank God I've never been as big as either one of those guys.
He's Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer. McLovin, give Charles the poll question today.
Okay, the NBA one. You mean.
Yeah.
Okay, which player has the most pressure on him in this year's postseason? Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or James Harden?
Well, it's an easy question. It's James Harden. The Nets got the most pressure of any team in the NBA. They have to win the championship, but their season's not a success.
And I said you got to put in Paul George as well.
That's a fair thing. But Giannis, and I'm telling you something. Giannis and James Harden and Paul George, those three guys got the most pressure. I think that two of those guys got to get to the finals. I mean, listen, Paul George is an interesting case because I don't think people look at him like they look at Giannis or that team they put together in Brooklyn. Paul does have some pressure, but Like, man, the West is the craziest I've ever seen it. I have zero idea who's going to win the West. But in the East, it's easily Brooklyn and Milwaukee who are going to play in the second round of the playoffs. But, yeah, it's Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Both of those teams got to at least get to the finals, or it's been a disappointing season.
You were on ESPN yesterday with Mike Greenberg, and it sounded like if LeBron wins another title, you might elevate LeBron above Michael Jordan. You're open to that?
I'm open to the discussion.
Okay.
You know, first of all, I think they got a lucky break having to play the Phoenix Suns. But if they can win three series, if he beats Phoenix, they beat Denver, and then they beat the Clippers. The caveat, to be honest, Dan, is going to be if they can beat the big three in Brooklyn. Now, I'm telling you, I'm picking Milwaukee to win the East. I love what they've done with Jrue Holiday and P.J. Tucker. But if LeBron can win three series on the road and beat the big three in Brooklyn. Now, if he beats Philadelphia or Milwaukee, but if he beats those three guys in Brooklyn, I would be open to the discussion that he is. I would elevate him past Kobe, and then I would listen to the argument that he's in the conversation with Michael Jordan. I think that's only fair, because this to me is going to, you know, he's been out basically all season. Anthony Davis has been out basically all season. If they can win three series on the road and beat the Brooklyn Nets, I'm open to the conversation that he's on Michael Jordan's level.
But you don't even have him on Kobe's level.
I don't. I got Kobe a little bit ahead of LeBron, just a little bit. I do. But, you know, it's so funny when you have these arguments. I'm not putting him ahead. Like when people be arguing, you're crazy, Charles Barkley. You're crazy. You got Kobe Bryant ahead of LeBron. I says, I don't have Papa Jones ahead of LeBron. I said Kobe Bryant is one of the best to ever do it. And I love Popeye, but I'm telling you, like, you know, he's in that conversation. But, man, I don't think the Lakers are going to win the championship. But if they're able to win a championship this year, I think you got to at least be open to the conversation.
We had Robert Horry on yesterday. And after he got a shout-out from Rudy Tomjanovich at the Hall of Fame that he should be in the Hall of Fame, I asked Robert if he is a Hall of Famer. What do you think?
You know, Dan, I don't answer those questions because I don't want to poo-poo on anybody. Robert is somebody I respect. He had a hell of a career. But, you know, I'm just glad, number one, C-Webb finally got in. He should have been in 5 years ago. But I think it's such a tough call to vote. I don't have a vote. But, man, that's a very interesting debate about Robert Horry. He's had a hell of a career. I know he won a lot of championships. But like I say, I'm glad I don't have to make that vote.
Would you rather have Robert Horry's career or Karl Malone's?
Karl Malone's. Karl Malone's easy Hall of Famer. He's on the dream team. Listen, hey, everybody wants to win. I wanted to win a championship. But, you know, it's interesting how guys who get paid to talk about sports always want to badmouth guys like myself. Karl Malone, John Stockton, Patrick Ewing. You know, it's a I don't know how it became a singular thing. You know, it's like, you know, nobody wins. Like, wait, why y'all picking on, and I mean picking is not the right word. Why y'all picking on us? Like, we just didn't have teams that were good enough to win. So I don't understand how it switched from, like, it's a team game, and then when you don't win, like, was your fault? It's my fault. We were even in it. We were on TV. You know, hey, we didn't listen. I don't want to throw shade at anybody. I'm saying, hey, we only showed the Utah Jazz because of John Stockton and Karl Malone. Let's get that out the way. We didn't show the Jazz because of Thurl Bailey and Byron Russell. I mean, hey, I love Seth Sabalos. The reason we were on TV every week was because of me. It wasn't because of Seth Sabalos and the Gale Knight. You know that.
If you could change anything about that series against the Bulls in the finals, what would you change strategy wise?
Well, we had a 6-point lead and we ran three plays for me, and I had to pass the ball three straight times. I lay around sometime and think, like, man, I should have went through that double team. It's not a good basketball play. It's not a smart basketball play. But they made me pass the ball three times in a row, and we didn't score. And they scored seven straight points to beat us by one. Sometimes when I'm in my private moments, I'm like, it's so funny you asked me that question. I was like, okay. Because Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen are the two best defenders. When they double you, there's no space because they're both lean and athletic. So hard to find actually a passing angle out of that double team. But sometimes when I'm in a room by myself, I think like, well, maybe if I had to did this, but it's like I say, it's not a smart basketball play to try to go against a double team, especially those two guys. But that's the only thing I think about at times, Dan. Great question.
And then don't leave John Paxson open.
Well, okay. So, you know, it's interesting on the play because I had been studying because I knew we were going to play the Bulls in the finals. The year I got traded to Phoenix, I told Cotton Fitzsimmons, I says, hey, we're going to play the Bulls in the finals. And I've been studying tape on them all year. So the play, because people said Charles went for that steal. I went for the steal because I know nobody else on that team. There's only two guys on the team had the courage to shoot the ball. That was MJ and Paxson. Because you go back and look at the play, Scotty Astor had a layup and Horace Grant had a layup, but they didn't want to shoot the ball. So the play was going to be, in my mind, I saw him run it. They were going to throw it to Scotty and they were going to have Michael coming at us full speed. So I jumped the play. I jumped the play because I said, Scotty's not going to shoot it. Nobody's going to shoot it. So I feel like I had time to get back into play. But Scotty gave it to Horace. He passed it. He could have took it to the basket. We would have tied it up. Horace had a layup. It would have tied it up. And I said, okay. But I went to jump Michael because Michael was going to get it. It was going to be a handoff. So I jumped the play. And listen, Danny shouldn't have left Paxson because if they had scored a two, it would have still been a tie game. But, hey, it is what it is, brother. But I had scouted that play for 6 months.
That's, you know, just the detail is pretty amazing.
Well, you know, I used to always look at the tape. And so when I got traded, I said, we're going to play the Bulls in the finals. And I said, I cannot. I said, we're going to play them. And I was very confident against them, very confident. Because I know they couldn't match up with me. We couldn't match up with Michael. And I think the guy who played great that series who never gave mention was Scott Williams. He's the guy who really, in my opinion, had a huge effect in that series. But it still came down to Michael against me, and I didn't. The only game I didn't play. I didn't play good in one, but the rest of the series I played good. But I just couldn't make enough plays for us to win.
Go back to bed. Thanks for joining us. Great.
I did, Dan. I told you. Once you're up, you can't go back to bed.
You told me you were going back to sleep, and then you were going to wake up and play golf.
I'm going to practice, Dan. I'm only working on my game. Dan, why don't you come to Tahoe anymore, man? Well, listen, how about this?
Well, I want to lose now. I would crush you before. Now it might be competitive.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you do your show from Tahoe that week? You got every jock in the world. You can have anybody on your show you want. Lake Tahoe is the only place in the country where it's not going to be hot. You should do your show the whole week from Tahoe and then let me kick your ass on the golf course.
All right, it's only May, so I got time.
Well, man, hey, you know I got a lot of love for you, man. I'm so happy for all your success. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Thank you, Charles. That's
all right, guys.
The Hall of Famer, Charles Barkley. We'll take a break. Back after this with our play of the day. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Westbrook coming up for it. Right elbow. Extra gear. Bank and score. Bank and score. Russell Westbrook. They're getting up here in Capital One Arena as the Wizards have their biggest lead of the night.
Wizards Radio Network. Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Hitting a jumper there. Not that they needed it. They won 142 to 115. That's tied for the most points any team had in 2020-2021. The Wizards played the Sixers on Sunday. That's fourth time this season, I should say. They've scored over 140 points. What's wrong? Yeah, Seton.
I would just noticing the music is a little bit of a downer for such an exciting moment.
Yeah, who picked the music here?
I don't know. Somebody... Was there like a passing?
That sounds like SportsCenter comeback from break, somebody died music.
Right.
Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. Isn't just award-winning security. Helps keep your family safe. They offer a team of highly trained security experts for when you need them the most. Thoughts and prayers. Go to simplysafetan.com today, customize your system, and get a free security camera.
That's why you're the best in the business. Transition like that.
Yes. We're all saddened by Russell Westbrook hitting that jumper in a 142 to 115 contest.
Quick, somebody cue up the Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's when we did radio at ESPN. As soon as something bad happened or somebody died, something, whatever it was, some type of tragedy, it'd be like, all right, replace the bumper music, throw in the Coldplay. And that stuff always worked best.
But what song from Coldplay?
Anyone. And it's just like, oh, somebody, something bad happened. They all just have that perfect, like, downer sort of note to it.
Wait a minute.
Maybe not Vita La Vida, but a lot of them are like...
And I'll fix you.
Yeah, right. It really is.
You got to let Fritzy know who Coldplay is. He has no idea.
I'm assuming it's some kind of musical group.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, Chris Martin and Coldplay. Used to be married to Gwyneth Paltrow. They've been around 20 years, Todd.
Who's Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, exactly. Who's high pitch? Charles Barkley was great. That was some really interesting stuff. I found it interesting that he still has Kobe over LeBron James on his all-time list. And also, he took the gentlemanly way out or the approach when I asked him about Robert Horry, because he doesn't want to be the guy who says, hey, you know, I'm at the gates of heaven. I decide who gets in, and I'm going to tell you who's on my level and who's not. I don't think he thinks that Robert Horry's a Hall of Famer, but I think he was trying to be respectful. And, you know, probably not a fair question to ask a Hall of Famer about a potential Hall of Famer. But I thought with Charles, usually pretty forthcoming, but I think that he took the appropriate way out. Update the poll results there, McLovin.
Who has the most pressure on him in the NBA playoffs? Giannis is the early leader. Paul George second.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Oh, by the way, I got another piece of sound from Nate McMillan. He got fined $25,000. This might have been the reason why he was fined $25,000. I'll have that for you coming up. He talks about the challenges of facing the Knicks, knowing the league wants the Knicks to succeed. Now, he did have an answer at a press conference that the league wants the Knicks in the playoffs. This is a little different than, hey, the league wants the Knicks in the playoffs. That's true. Does the league want the Knicks to succeed in the playoffs? That might have cost him the $25,000. Also, John Smoltz will join us. Does he agree with Clayton Kershaw? These no-hitters, bad for baseball. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will join us as well. One more item as we close out the first hour. Our friends from Traeger, wood-fired grills. They're fired up right now in more ways than one. So many things to love about the Traeger grill. I love the versatility. It's called 6-in-1 versatility. That means you can grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, barbecue all in one grill. The 6-on-1 grill. Pulled pork, you want pizza, you can bake a pie on there if you want to. Everything is fair game. Traeger makes cooking delicious food incredibly simple. You control the grill's temperature. It's as easy as using an oven. You pick the temperature you want. Traeger does the rest of the work for you. You don't have a recipe, you can download it. They have thousands of recipes. Make sure you use your Traeger app because you can control your grill with Wi-Fi or technology from the Traeger app. That means you can monitor what you're cooking. I could be sitting here right now and I could control the grill out in our grilling area. I could raise the temperature if I wanted to. It's as easy as that. Learn more at your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.